Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for joining me. It's my pleasure, as always. Michelle Goodman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she is the lady who helps us understand what it's like to go from working in a cubicle to running our businesses or to working for a small business. And all the different things that are involved in making the transition from employee to employer. She's the author of the Anti 9-to-5 Guide, practical career advice for women who think outside the cube. But I make her talk about men too, guys, so don't get excited. And she also has a blog, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too. Michelle Goodman, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for talking about guys too.
Oh, sure. Yeah, guys need to know how to flee the cube as well.
You know, we're still relevant, Michelle. Dadgummit.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're still relevant. You know, I'm still fighting for my guys, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, as you should.
Sometimes it looks like we're not relevant, but we are.
Oh, I think it looks like men are very relevant.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
All right. Okay, what's the news? What are you? Oh, here's one thing I'd like to talk about first.
Sure.
And then we're going to talk about how to recession-proof your career in a minute. But before we do that, you had a very interesting comment on your blog recently about PayPal. Tell the audience about that.
Oh, yeah. A friend had asked me, I do this thing on my blog called Ask the Cubicle Expat, and I answer questions about self-employment, and then the whole community reading the blog chimes in, and someone had asked, do you use PayPal to get paid by your clients when you're a service-based business? I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you're selling products and you're collecting your income piecemeal, you know, $25 here, $100 there, and, you know, it's a good way to take credit cards and all that. But what about if you're a graphic designer or, you know, a consultant and you're getting paid $5,000 per job? Do you take PayPal? And I guess my dirty little secret is I'm in some ways technology resistant, and that's one of the ways. I haven't done it, but I haven't needed to. And admittedly, I work mainly in the publishing industry, which, you know, it's no secret they're a little behind the times on
certain
things.
Antiquated is the word you're looking for.
Okay, yes. And, you know, so PayPal isn't an option with most of the people I've worked with. So I was laying out the pros and the cons. And, you know, obviously, I mean, what it came down to in the discussion I was having with the people on the blog is when in Rome. I mean, if you are working in the technology sector and everybody's up to speed on using PayPal, then great. If your clients are all wanting to pay using PayPal, then great, do that. If your clients say, pay what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Then, you know, don't go with what their accounting department is used to. Clients want to work with people who are easy to work with.
I think the thing for PayPal is it's not either or, it's both and. I mean,
right.
If you want to be hip and savvy and you want to make that option available to your customers, to your clients,
yeah,
then I think that's fine. But you only make it available. I wouldn't lead with that, Michelle.
Right.
I wouldn't say, by the way, I like getting paid in PayPal.
Right.
You know, like you don't like getting a check. You know, like that's going to happen. And so,
right.
I'm with you. I think you're right about that. Now, there's a couple of things to point out. And you pointed out some of them. You indicated a few of them in your blog, but to add a little more research that I've done on this, if you have a personal account with PayPal, and you exchange money from your bank to their bank back and forth, there's no charge for that. If you have a business account where you're taking credit card payments, they do charge for that. And, of course, as you know, if somebody uses their credit card if you accept credit cards on your account, you also have the loss of the credit card expense.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, 2.5 to 4% So I would in my opinion, I would say yes, I accept PayPal if you want to pay that way, but only as a bank transfer.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if
hold on to that thought, Michelle. We'll take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and talk about this a little bit. And then Michelle has some ideas on how you and I can recession-proof our careers. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And that's the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. I like telling you about him because his music is timeless. And that's from the Innocent Age album, which I encourage you to buy because it's a double album. And it's in my opinion, it's one of the top three albums that I've ever owned. And so you'll just remember the Innocent Age album, and it's still out there. You can still get it very readily. Michelle Goodman is our guest. She's the author of the Anti 9-to-5 Guide, and we're talking about getting paid by PayPal. You know, Michelle, one of the reasons why I think this is something to think about, and back when I was a consultant full time, if I were doing that today, I could see where some of my people might want to do that. PayPal is really becoming part of the marketplace.
Yeah.
For example, you can literally sign up to create a credit card, a MasterCard credit card through PayPal that protects all of your financial information.
That's great, yeah.
Every transaction is an individual credit card that comes out of your PayPal account.
Interesting.
So you have a whole different, in other words, the credit card number that they give you for this transaction is unique to that transaction.
That's great.
So my only point there, I'm not trying to promote PayPal, my only point is you're going to start seeing it more in the marketplace domain, I think.
I think so, too. And, I mean, also as people become more global, it's such an easy way to collect money from somebody who might be 10,000 miles away.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to have these 10-day holds on your bank for international funds. And
PayPal may become the enemy of the IMF and the World Bank. Who knows?
Who knows? It's interesting to see what happens.
Something to think about, folks. I guess the main thing, Michelle, I would say is just be knowledgeable of the options that PayPal offers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move over and talk about recession-proofing our careers. How do we do that?
Well, I think one of the best ways, I was having this discussion with a friend the other day, is to have a few niches and maybe a few unexpected ones. An example is a business reporter pal I was talking with the other day, who, although she covers real estate, finance, small business, she also has a couple of unexpected lifestyle specialties thrown in there, like astrology. And, you know, I wouldn't say be a generalist, because the more, you know, the more someone...
It's important to find your niche and do that well these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the more a client can think of you as, oh, well, you know, nobody indexes technical academic books like
right
in Blassingame.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you continue to build experience in that, in those areas, but don't have too many. But a handful, you know, under half a dozen would be good. But
it's okay to have more than one egg in your basket, but just not a whole bunch of different baskets.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Another point is to not only work for one cash cow. I mean, there are a lot of self-employed people where, you know, 75-80% of the income is coming from one company.
The Pareto principle.
Yep.
Yep.
And if something,
it's dangerous.
Yeah, and I've been there in my early freelance years.
Me too.
Where the company gets sold, and then suddenly, clean slate.
Yeah.
Blank empty calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of also the concept of bread and butter work. I mean, I don't think, I don't think you should turn up your nose to work that might not be your first choice of work. I'm not saying work mm-hmm. for less than your worth or less than you've determined your minimum rate to be, but have a few things, you know, in that arsenal of your specialties, have a few things that might not be your first choice, but something you know is a solid, stable stream of revenue.
This might be a good year not to be so filled with your own self-importance.
I think so. I mean, and you know, for me, I have a bread and butter stream, and it's the high tech sector of this area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, not even just Washington. I mean, it's everywhere. But there's so much of it here. We know it's not going away.
In Washington State.
Yeah, in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
In on the West Coast, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And you know, there are times when you want to push the envelope on your pricing. There are times when you want to be independent about the work that you take
mm-hmm.
because you can. 2008 might not be one of those years.
But I'm not saying to not continue to market and, you know, reach exact work you want to do. But, you know, cultivate.
You just got to keep your ear to the ground and pay attention to what's going on, don't you?
Read the business page. My goodness, yeah.
But also, Michelle, one of the things that I said this in my column this week, you know, the stock market is not the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember that. The stock market is not the economy. It's part of the economy. But sometimes the talking heads want to make us believe that the stock market is everything, and it's not.
Right.
And so I tell people to talk to your customers.
Yeah.
Don't listen to your customers more than you listen to the talking heads. What do you think?
I think that's a great point.
And that's advice, folks, coming from a talking head. So you might want to take that one. Tintel, right back with Michelle Goodman. She's the author of the Anti 9-to-5 Guide. And that's the title of her website, too, anti9to5guide.com. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Michelle Goodman, the author of the Anti 9-to-5 Guide. And folks, if you put anti9to5guide.com into your browser, you'll find her website and her blog. And folks, the Anti 9-to-5, the 9 and the 5 are numbers, they're numerals. The rest of it's letters, so as you can imagine. So anti9to5guide.com. Michelle, we're talking about how to recession-proof your career, and I'm telling small business owners, and I look, Michelle, I've been through a lot of recessions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been around a long time.
Yeah.
And so I don't say this as a naive person. I refuse to participate in a recession.
I think that's a great attitude.
I think that's the attitude you have to take.
Yeah, and I think your point about talking to the clients is, you know, one of the best things you can do. I mean, don't be the last to know that your customer is reorganizing and suddenly the person who was vending out the type of work that you do is going away. Which, I mean, I just had a situation where a client left. And the new manager who came in informed me that you know, well, they weren't going to be using freelancers anymore. But
right.
by staying in touch with the client, I kind of could see the writing on the wall several weeks beforehand.
Right, and so you weren't surprised.
No, and so I filled in, you know, that slot in my, you know, portfolio of
right.
various checks, PayPals, and mm-hmm. and direct deposits coming in, and so it wasn't a big deal.
Well, but, the other thing is you have an opportunity to be part of the transition.
That's true. Because
I mean, you show up, and they say, well, you know what, we're looking at a little tough time ahead. We're probably going to have some cutbacks or what this or that or whatever it might be. And then you say, well, okay, what can I do?
Right.
What can I do to help?
Right.
And then do it. I mean, if you can be there when they're trying to solve their challenges, you're part of the solution now. You got a much better chance of hanging around.
Right. I think that's a really good point. And, you know, and sometimes you'll be in a situation on the flip side where they're creating, they're expanding, I don't know, one aspect of their business, whether it's content or, I don't know, financial forecasts or whatever, and they're looking to you for advice. You know, well, how much should we pay somebody to do this sort, to outsource this sort of work to them? I've had clients ask me that, how would you build out this website? You know, what content or interactive features or design do you see missing? And so sometimes, yeah, you'll get a chance to lay the groundwork for being one of the most important consultants to them.
And you're a contractor, you're a vendor, you're a consultant. Let me tell you what's happened to me, Michelle, before. I have had cases where the people I worked with, there were transitions. They were leaving, they were moving on, and the company decided to reshuffle, but they were still dedicated to the people that I helped them serve. And there have been months where I was the nexus for their activity.
Yeah.
In other words, I was actually managing a team and managing their activity for that company while they were getting their stuff together.
Yeah.
They actually turned to me to hold them together in that area until they got their organization back together.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, and you're incredibly valuable to them because you're out there doing the work, and they're in the office just, I don't know, crunching numbers, looking at trends, stuck in meetings all day, and you have
right.
an ear to the ground and know what's going on more than they do.
But you can only do that if you have become part of the solution.
Yeah.
If you let them know that you're there to help them be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Last thoughts. I got about 30 seconds, Michelle. What are your last thoughts for us?
My last thoughts, I guess along this vein, I would tell people, I've seen people fall into the rut of, I don't have time to market. I really want to do that, you know, 10,000 print run, four color brochure, or whatever it is. And I'm sure you've talked about this on shows and in columns, mm-hmm. but, you know, it should be an ongoing thing. It should be built into your schedule every week, even if it's an hour a week.
Marketing has to be done every day, a little bit every day, and certainly every week.
Yeah, and don't wait till you have time, and don't make it this big thing. Just chip away at each edit.
You got to keep business in the pipeline, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hatching out in the pipeline. Hey, Michelle, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. It's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Okay,
Michelle Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. The Anti-9-to-5 Guide is her book, and anti9to5.com is her website. Check them out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.